Blog Talk Radio.
You are solely responsible for your interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA. You understand that the Love Zone USA does not in any way screen its listeners, nor does the Love Zone USA inquire into the backgrounds of its listeners or attempt to verify the statements of its listeners. The Love Zone USA makes no representations or warranties as to the conduct of its listeners or their compatibility with any current or future listeners. In no event shall the Love Zone USA or Blog Talk Radio be liable for any damages whatsoever, whether direct, indirect, general, special, compensatory, consequential, and or incidental, arising out of or relating to the conduct of you or anyone else in connection with the use of this service, including without limitation bodily injury, emotional distress, and or any other damages resulting from communications or meetings with other listeners of this service or persons you meet through this service. You agree to take reasonable precautions in all interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA, particularly if you decide to meet in person. In addition, you understand that the Love Zone USA makes no guarantees, either expressed or implied, regarding your ultimate compatibility with individuals you meet through listening to the Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA.
In your charm. Oh,
Hello, hello. Welcome, everybody. Good evening. This is the Girlfriend Network with your host, Denise D. And I have Ms. Tahira on the line. How are you, Ms. Tahira?
How are you?
Good, good. I'm good. And, you know, thank you for all the listeners listening in. Remember to listen to us. Go to the www.thelovezoneusa.com. Click on the broadcast tab. And click on the episode, which is the topic, are you Mr. or Mrs. Right or Mr. and Miss Right Now? Everybody's like, what? You know it's starting to get cold outside, and as soon as the weather changes, everybody wants to have a cuddle buddy or everybody wants to have a boo. And I just want to know, are you with the person just for right now or this is the right person for you? What about you, Tahira? How do you feel about that? Because I have my opinion, but I want you to go ahead. Would you be with someone just for right now, or would you be with that person because they're right for you?
I think right now, I'm actually Miss Right Now, right now.
I like that.
I think because of timing and I'm pursuing career goals right now, I don't think I'm not saying I'm not wife material, but it wouldn't be fair to be with someone who's looking for a more permanent situation right now.
I agree. And me and you were both talking about this last night in a nutshell. Everybody, all the listeners, you know, listening in, call in at 347-539-5729 if you feel that you're Mrs. or Mr. right now, or you're with Mr. or Mrs. Right. We were talking about this last night about timing. I understand where you're coming from. Timing is everything. And sometimes in life, you can't give your all at a particular moment because you're either struggling with your career, or it doesn't have to be struggling, just, you know, reaching for goals and things that does limits your time. And you do like companionship. You want to go out, but that might not be the right person. But for the moment, it works that you're busy, they're busy, and you can possibly maybe catch a movie, you know, maybe catch a drink, go to dinner, but it's not, you know, the person who you want to marry, but is a companion, someone, you know, to keep you a little bit entertained, especially now that it's getting cold outside. I don't blame you for saying that because I'm in the same predicament. I have a lot of things going on, and, you know, I just am not in a position to give my all to anybody at this point. And me and you were talking about how busy we both are, you know, dealing with life and dealing with things in life. You know, a right now situation doesn't sound too bad for me. That sounds terrible, right? Our listeners are like, you're hosting this show.
No, right now.
Go ahead,
yes,
Tahira.
Right now, situation is, it works for now. It's timing and things like that, but it's not a permanent situation. I'm just trying to be fair to the same person that's, you know, I don't want someone to anticipate being Mrs. Right right now because that's not where I am. And I have to be fair to the other person that I'm in a relationship with and let them know I'm Mrs. Right now. I'm not saying that I couldn't be Mrs. Right, but right now this is where I am. And you have to be fair to
Well, that's what I wanted to tell our listeners because everybody's been hitting me up and asking me questions. How do you determine if this person is Mr. or Mrs. right now? How do we mistake choosing that person and then thinking that, you know, I want to settle down initially and this person doesn't want to settle down. They're just, you know, going through their obstacles or maybe just, you know, rising above all the challenges and reaching the goals and they don't have that time. How can you tell? Well, a way for me to tell is that if your person that you're dealing with is constantly busy, you know, putting their career, putting certain things as far as their career, their maybe their hobbies, a lot of things in perspective first in you, and they don't make as much time for you, then, you know, you see where their priority's at. That's already telling you where their head is at. Don't you agree?
I do agree, and I also think communication goals. If the person is not communicating the same goals, that you like they're if they're not on the same page, like for example, if you're you know want to start a family and you're constantly talking about starting a family and you can't get a family conversation out of, after you know out of them, they're not on the same
page. And that's true, and that's happened in various occasions with even some of my girlfriends and guy friends. I have a guy friend of mine who's ready to settle down. He's about over 35, not 40 yet. He's in between the 35 and 40 zone. And he tells me that he's looking for a woman to settle down. He has his career straight. And everybody he seems to date, he's announcing that, and they're not reciprocating that. And I explained to him, maybe sometimes you can put things in perspective, but you can't scare somebody away. You know, you have to give it time to be able to notice if that person is in the same page as you. I mean, going on the first and second or third date, you don't initially know that. But after some time, you start to see that these people, you know, this person is not putting you first. They're putting maybe their family, mm-hmm. starting a business, you know, maybe mm-hmm. things that they're going on in their life first, then, you know, maybe getting to know you more. And it might take a slower route, but that doesn't mean that you're not the right person. It's just not the right timing. I think with the Mr. and Mrs. Right now situation is all about timing.
Yes.
I think you know, exactly. I think you shouldn't pressure anybody, you know, and make them become overwhelmed with what you want if that person's not on the same page. It's about timing. There's some times in life that you are in a situation where you can't give all of you because you need to give that to yourself right now.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right or wrong?
I feel that's right too, and definitely you have to in the Mr. Right and Miss Right now situation. It's so important to be honest on just on your self goals, but just be honest of to the person about what type of relationship that you want right now and what you can give. I think in a Mr. Right now situation, Miss Right now, you have to be honest. Look, this is what I can give. And
that's how
that works. Honesty is a must.
I think that's true. You know, our listeners, you know, feel free to call 347-539-5729. We have a caller who's called on the line before, and he's, you know, spoken. And I want to get a male's perspective. And
yes.
I want to go ahead and, you know, hear what a guy has to say about, you know, being with Mrs. Right now or being with Mrs. Right. And I have Javon on the line. He's called in before, and he's given us a few insights on different topics. Javon, what do you think about what we're talking about?
I mean, I respect where y'all both coming from. And I'm going to get a little serious on this. I'm not going to joke around too much because it's a little subject for me. It's a little touchy because I've dated, you know, the last couple of years been tough on me dating and my divorce. And the type of woman I meet are usually Mrs. Right Nows or Miss I'm going to get you for what you're worth right now. You know what I mean? And it's like women assume that when a man, he wants something serious and he's letting it be known that he wants something right now, right now, right now. That's not the case. What it is that some men are just ready to settle down, it's just that we try to detract that's out there. We try to, you know, the little games. Like when you get too much attention, you're looked at as a stalker, or you're looked at as if, oh, he's a hound, he beasting, he wild. You know what I'm saying? He up my ass. You know what I mean? But then when they give them guys that don't pay them no money, then they're like, oh, he a player. He playing too many games. I ain't got time for this shit. It's like when a man is ready to settle, he's putting it out there like, look, my intentions are to settle down, be with somebody, and grow together. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean it's going to be right now at this moment. I'm just letting you know where my intentions are. Like, I'm tired of, like, the hit and run. I'm tired of the, you know what I'm saying, the stick and move. I'm tired
mm-hmm.
of all that. You know what I'm saying? It's at the point that, you know, you get older, you're tired of the change in face. You know what I'm saying? You got kids, you're looking for stability. You don't want to introduce your kids to every movie, every woman you fucking. Because at the end of the day, okay, baby, give me a second. I'm talking, baby. but I'm with my daughter right now. So
it's all good. I know how you are, and I understand where you're coming from. And just to give you a insight on the women that might just feel like right now isn't the time, you know, we as women, and I know Tahira could agree with us, if we're not feeling 100% correct with ourselves as far as our stability, as far as our feelings and emotions, and if you're mature to realize that, it's hard for us to give all of us if we can't. So instead of, I mean, a grown woman, instead of giving you half-ass or just a little bit of my time, I want to be secure that what I could give you. That's me. And I know Tahira could agree because we've spoken on this. But there's some women that don't mind, and then they become a crutch to you. And then instead of being Mrs. Right Now, she's Mrs. Right Now, give me this. Mrs. Right Now, can I take that? Mrs. Right Now, can you listen to this? I'm stressing, I'm crying, yada, yada, yada. So I'm not
right.
the one to
right.
do that, and I get it that you are ready for that. But there are signs that you watch for. You watch for what women are telling you that they want, what they're looking
mm-hmm.
for, and you listen. And I'm sure you've gone, and I know that you've been through things, and we all have. But, you know, situations happen, and, you know, you just got to learn
well,
from
yeah,
them.
Not most definitely. Like, right now, it ain't about what you're saying. It's about what you're doing.
Exactly.
Everybody can tell you everything in the world that you want to hear. But sometimes what you want to hear don't match what they're doing. Understand?
Yeah.
You know, my main point is the fact that, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just putting out there what I want. It don't mean it got to be overnight. Problem with, like, a lot of women and a lot of men is the fact that, you know, when you say what you want, they think it's at the moment. And it's,
that's true.
They don't look at the they're not looking at the longevity of things. And a lot of times with women, too, when men say they want something serious, like with a woman, it just seems like at the moment they feel like a man is a burden. That, you know what I'm saying? When you deal with a real nigga that holds his own, takes care of his kids, pays his bills, like, when you deal with a real nigga, he's never going to be a distraction to what you're trying to accomplish. On top of that, he's going to help you get to where you need to get. You know what I'm saying? He's going to put his time to help you do what you got to do, you know what I'm saying, and push you to get it. A lot of times when you with a, you know, with a boy, a little kid, then you got a distraction, and then you ain't going to be able to get to where you got to get. When you get with a real man, he going to help you get your goals. You understand? Same thing with a woman. When a boy is with a woman and he's trying to do different things, a woman is going to put you in your perspective and show you what you need to be going for. So instead of going like those pictures on Instagram, instead of going for them Jordans, let's go for the house. You feel me? And this is where grown folks step in. But people need to realize that, you know, you can't be a little too scared to be, you know what I mean, Mrs. Right instead of right now, or Mr. Right instead of Mr. Right now. Because, you know what I'm saying, you know, women jump the gun, men jump the gun, and think it's like, I had a situation just recently. I met a girl. She hit me up on Facebook, coming at me direct. She, you know, she feeling me, you know, whatever the case. And I dealt with her. I kicked it with her, took her out. We hung out. She's a cool girl. But the problem is, I knew that it wasn't going to work. So when I knew it wasn't going to work, I said, look, you cool, but you just ain't for me. So I'm moving to Pennsylvania, so I'm out from Jersey, and I'm not trying to have no baggage. You know what she told
me?
Well, I don't give a, I ain't trying to be with you. I don't give a fuck. I'm just trying to fuck you while you here. And then y'all mad at me.
I'm not trying to laugh about what's going on because I know you're being serious, but at least you have the guts to say that. The problem with men sometimes, and I'm going to go in and say this, that you might be for right now, but they pretend that you're the right one, and they don't tell you, hey, listen, this is what I want, this is what I want it to be, look, I'm not looking for this, and they lead you on. Am I right, Tahira?
That is true, and I do respect everything. Like, you, any guy that can come up to me, like, you're approaching the situation being stand up, saying this is what I want and this is what I need right now, I have nothing but respect for a man that could say, you know, this is what it is. But the problem lies is when there's men out there that says, hey, I'm this, and you're seeing the actions being something else, and you're like, oh, God, I got to go.
Yeah,
this
they feed you them fairy tales, and that's what happens when, you know what I'm saying, women can hear that over and over and over. Now when a real dude come along and he want to give you that, you looking at this dude like a chance out of here, you clown. Yeah, as soon as you hit it, I ain't going to hear from you. You ain't going to call me. You're going to tell your homies. Then you're going, homie going to hit me up on IG trying to get in the sheets, and I'm not here. It'll be like both sides of the spectrum.
You're right, Javon. Listen, before we're gonna go into music in a little bit, and we're gonna come back and talk about the reasons why people are tricked by Mrs. and Mr. Right now and Mrs. Right. All right, guys, don't go nowhere.
Okay.
Listen to the Girlfriend Network. We'll be right back. Okay.
Okay.
the mood for love talk or just good music, listen to the LoveZoneUSA.com. LA Love, the boss sure does.
Check out the Countdown Show with Tony Diamond. Tune in as Tony Diamond counts down the top 7 songs and mixes right here on the Love Zone USA. Each and every Friday, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be sure to tune in and tell a friend.
The Love Zone USA.
Hey, this is R&B singer John Michael, and I will be joining the Sophisticated Ladies on the Girlfriend Network August 5th at 5 p.m. You can listen and chat with me. Listen in August 5th at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on thelovezoneusa.com.
And we're back with the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Denise D. I have Tahira and Javon on the line. We're talking about are you Mr. or Mrs. Right or Mr. and Miss Right now. And before, ladies and gentlemen, give us a call. And remember, John Michael, R&B singer, will be with us October 28th, Monday at 9 p.m., speaking on his new album, Sophisticated. He will join the ladies of the Girlfriend Network so we could chat about his album and his music. Remember, October 28th, Sophisticated, John Michael's new album. And also, don't forget to go onto the Love Zone USA fan page and register to win John Legend's new CD, Love in the Future, as well as on our website, www.thelovezoneusa.com, to win his free album, which is Love in the Future. And John Legend will be on the Love Zone. Shh, we're not going to tell you when. It's going to be a surprise. We're excited. So make sure that you guys register to win. That CD is awesome. Now, back to our topic. We're talking about are you Mr. or Miss Right or Mr. or Miss Right now. Before we left off, we had a male perspective that gave us a little view on you know, him being honest and letting you know this is what I want, this is what I'm looking for. Now, how do you determine that, you know, this is, how do you determine who's Mr. Right or who's Mrs. Right now? We talked about honesty, we talked about communication, and we spoke about just being upfront. Now, one thing that I was reading on, it talks about when men are, I was reading a couple of articles on, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Right now. It talks about men are usually ready to settle down when is the right time versus women that were ready to settle down for love. You guys agree with that?
Yes, I agree with it.
Yeah, I think that we as women just actually do things for love. We don't do it with right timing in mind. We do it because we love, and that's what it is, and that's our feelings, and we go ahead and just jump to it. You know, I was reading an article about marriage, especially men doing what is the right time for them. And we as women, we don't have that factor wrong time. We just go for the love sentiment. And I think sometimes we trick ourselves. Like Javon explained before, he's being upfront to you, telling you, listen, I want to do this. I don't want to keep dating other women. I'm ready. And, you know, and if, you know, that person's not feeling it, then that's fine, but you put it out there. I think that we, as adults nowadays, we're not honest, truly honest about what we want. For example, if I'm dating someone, right, and I'm telling them, hey, right now is not the time. I'm focused on my career. I really don't, you know, want to do this. I really can't get into anything. They're like, all right. And then down the line, we're dating. He's like, well, what's up? When are we going to commit? When are we going to do this? I already let you know, like we like to say, what time it is. And if you already know what I'm saying to you, why are you pushing the issue? Why are you pressuring? Same thing with a man. If a man's telling you, listen, I'm focused on this, this is all I can give you, why we as women or just as men don't understand that this is what it is, it's just for right now. I guess because us humans, just as human beings, we're innate to wanting to have a mate. I guess that's what it is. What do you think?
I think wishful thinking. Sometimes as women, we think that it'll change or we can change them, wishful thinking.
Wishful thinking? And what about you, Javon?
I feel like, well, it's funny because I'm running in the bathroom right now on a poopy break with my daughter and the rest of my brothers. It's going to be good.
Don't worry about it. We have Jack on the line. Jack, we have another male so we can ask him. Jack, what do you think about what we're talking about tonight?
I just walked in right now, and refresh me, please. Like, what are y'all talking about exactly like right now?
We're talking about Mr. and Mrs. Right Now or Mr. and Mrs. Right. We're talking about the different ways that you can tell who's for you right now, if it's a temporary situation, or who's right for you in the long run. How to detect that? How do you know if that's the one for you? Or how do you just know that you're not entering a situation where you're going to want to wishfully think this person's going to change or just become someone when you know from the door what the situation is?
Well, I think, I don't know, if the person is for you, I think there's no question. There's no question about it. Like, there's nothing about you or that person that's questioning it. You guys know what you're in it for. But as far as Mr. Right Now and Mrs. Right Now, you know, you can love somebody. You can love being around them. You can always want to be around them. But if you know you're not for them, you know, and they're not for you, you can, that could be a mutual respect between you both. You guys can both enjoy your time together and be each other's Mr. Right Now, Mrs. Right Now. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, you can still love each other even. You can still take each other out, do things with each other, but just know, like, that's, you're not for each other. But when you meet that person that's for you, there's nothing to deny. There's no question. There's no conversations. There's nothing. It's just that's that person for you. I feel like, you know, you can't chase something that's meant to knock on your door.
That's true. That's a good way to look at it. And I agree, enjoying each other's personal time and that comfort. But don't you agree that in the long run, someone's going to have more feelings towards another person, is not going to overextend itself, and you're going to be like, hey, listen, we spend time this way. We are getting along. Why can't we take it any further?
Well, when you have that question, and if you don't get the answer you like, you need to accept the situation for what it is or just keep it moving because it's not for you.
I think at that point, that's where the mutual understanding of, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Right Now is she's graduated. Now she wants Mr. Right. So she no longer.
He's like, no, girl, you're wrong. That's not me.
No. And then that's when the man needs to man up and say congratulate you. You know what I'm saying? And be your friend now and guide you to that man that you need to be with. You know, we can't. We're, as men, we're not supposed to hold you back from true love. If you graduated from me and you're not comfortable with me being Mr. Right no more, then I need to be Mr. Friend and just, you know what I'm saying, hold your hand until you meet that man. Men got to man up. We can't be getting into your heads and manipulating to get what we want out of you. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
That's a good point, because that's what happens. And then next thing you know, I'm trying to change you, and you're not going to change because you already told me what it was, but then you're not letting me go. And that's where that line has to be drawn.
Then I'm feeding you that bullshit. I'm feeding you like, no, I'm sorry. It's me. It's me. I'm sorry. It's me. It's like, no, I know what I'm doing.
And it's up to the woman at that point to really, really, you know, cut things off, because you identify that you need more. It's not even a want. It's a need. You need more. And Mr. Right Now is not enough for you anymore. So it's up to that woman to definitely, you know, keep you in the friend zone and pursue your true needs at that point in time.
And
That's true. And what it is, it's like what Jack is stating. Most of all, you have to be honest with yourself and with that person. Even if you might like that time, but you know it's not going to go anywhere and you don't want to extend it, you can't hold the person back, male or female. You just got to let it be. And that person's not for you, they're not for you. And when you know that person's for you, there's no questions, there's no bridges, there's no problems at all that can't be solved. That person, you know that's the one, and you're like, damn, this feels good. And that's what it is. It's just no more than that. And I agree with that, because nowadays people make it sound like it's so difficult to fall in love and find that person, but I don't think so. I just think you should just read the signs and keep it moving.
Yeah, and enjoy yourself, you know? Like
Have fun.
But enjoy yourself in a respectful manner. Like, it's, you know, to me, it's still old-fashioned. Women are still sexy to me. If you're going to make me wait for me to get with you physically – by all means, like, that right there is just going to turn me on. It's gonna get me going, and real men appreciate that. Because I'll be real with you, men these days, they're dogs for all the right reasons. You know what I'm saying? They're dogs for the right reasons. Everything they promote about women these days are sexual. It's always sexual. It's nothing it's nothing shimmery no more. Everything I see on TV involving women, these women are dressed like sexually beautiful, like with the little skirts and everything, the thongs always, like, you're throwing that shit in my face 24/7. What do you think is going to go on in my mind? My whole agenda when I go out is to get with women and bring them home. Not me. I'm not saying that's me, but, you know.
No, we understand.
You know,
no, we understand, and that's where the emphasis and a lot of the physical part of it, you know, reaches people's heads. Women have self-esteem issues. They get surgeries. People change and alter themselves just to pertain this, and that's not what it is. It's inside, and what you really need to change is your perspective and block all those things out and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to do this my way. And like you said, it's chivalry is dead because of those reasons. I mean, I really appreciate your point of view, Jack. Thank you so much.
And it's also, Denise, also, it's okay if Mr. Right Now does not work out for you, because that means you know what you want now. You know what you don't want and what you do want. So it's not always bad if you had this good time with Mrs. Right Now and Mr. Right Now. You know, it serves this purpose. At least you know now what you don't want anymore. So it sets you up. Better positions you for the next.
I like that. I like that, because I'm going to get into something when we get back in a little bit. We're going to go into music in a little bit. I want to talk about that, how Mr. Right Now can help you learn the things that you want, because that's kind of happened to me. Guys, stay tuned, 347-539-5729. Please give us a call back, and we'll be right back, okay?
Give it to you tonight. ride for your cheese. Let me put it on your face for your please. I got a taste for your tasty. I put a lace for your
freaky.
I put it on you.
Yeah.
So I can go and take it off you.
Yeah.
And get it off you.
Angel.
You know you make a grown man cry. I wanna give it to you. Do you know it? And make everything you feel inside come true. Oh baby, I make it so, so, so amazing. I give it to you.
You're like a leader when I hate sex. I wanna sit you with my face at. Lunch with a few my ties. Purple kisses on my ties. Like you really for dick love. Now you get in the dick love. I'm looking for you with a flashlight. I wanna feel with a real fat ass like no injection. I learned my lesson. I'm walking like I talk a baby, just pedestrian. Running through your mind like Jackie Jerner. Put some pop like. Go give me a burner, got shot like. This can be detrimental. T-shirt and panties, that's your credential. Your cotton candy, I need it just for I off the empty. Hope that convinces you.
Girl, you know you're looking so damn fine. You're looking like you fell from the sky.
Angel.
You know you make a grown man cry. I wanna give it to you tonight. And make everything satisfied come true. Oh baby, I'm making so, so, so amazing. I give it to you.
Hi, this is Mesa. When I'm in the mood to find out what's going on with the ladies, talking about dating, sex, relationships, and marriage, I tune in to Zena and Fallon on the Girlfriend Network on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
I need your love, I need your time. When everything's wrong, you make it right. I feel so high, I come alive. I need to be free with you tonight. I need your love. I need your love.
When everything's wrong, you make it.
Network. Again, my name is Denise D. I'm your host, and I have Miss Tahira on the line, and we're talking about are you Mr. or Miss Right or Mr. or Mrs. Right Now. Remember, guys, to log in to www.thelovezoneusa.com and register to win the free CD for Love in the Future by John Legend, which will be a guest on the Love Zone. Also, go on the fan page and register to win on the Love Zone fan page on Facebook, and you can possibly win his new CD, which is awesome. And John Legend will be on the Love Zone, and we're not telling you when, so stay tuned. Now, we were talking about the different signals of Mr. and Mrs. Right Now and just being upfront with the person, communicating. Also, just facing the fact that if you have that moment with that person right now, to enjoy it and to make sure that you know that's exactly what it is and it's not going further. Now, Jack, he was on the line. He made a great point. Sometimes, you know, men try to manipulate as well as women to get what they want. And when we are told what it is, we can't accept that. What do you think about Tahira? I think that we do that a lot. Us women, we want to wish, and change, and it's not going to happen.
Yeah, sometimes it is so hard, but you have to be real with the truth, okay? If he's not going where you're going, he's just not going there. It's nothing. He's a grown man. Nothing that you could do can make him be. That just means your needs have changed. And that's the red flag. That's the announcement where you really need to start to
True.
Work
and
for.
We made a good point before we left on break stating that at least you know with Mr. Right Now what you want, what you don't want, what you can accept, what you won't accept, and what you will do moving forward to make the difference, to know that this person is not for you. I think we have a caller on the line. I would like to bring one more person in. Caller, are you there? Well, I think we're going to bring him in now. But getting back to what we're saying, that it just teaches you that you know what you want, and going forward, you don't want to make that mistake. One thing that really bothers me in certain relationships with, you know, temporary, I don't like to waste my time. If I know that I'm looking for something in particular, why would I waste my time with you if it's not going to go anywhere? And I know that what I want is a family, let's say that's what I want, a family to move on. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we going to do that? Why would I waste my time? That's me in particular. I guess we have the caller. Brian from D.C., are you there?
Hey,
Brian?
Hey, what's happening?
Hi,
hey, what's
Brian.
Going on? Brian, I have me to hear on the line. How's it going?
Yeah.
Hey, good. It's Brian Keister from D.C. Just calling in to chime in on the conversation. Very intrigued.
Yes, thank you for calling in. This is Brian. He has an upcoming CD out, Brian Christopher. So, yes, give us your opinion.
Well, I mean, you know, I haven't heard the whole show, but in part of what I'm hearing, I mean, you know, the writer right now, I think, is very subjective, you know, in terms of where you are in your life, because I think for most people, they got to know who they are to understand what they really need, you know, because most people, they probably go for the wants and not necessarily what they need in their life. And a lot of times that causes problems further down the relationship, you know.
That's true. And in a lot of instances, we were speaking on that. Sometimes you don't necessarily know who you are and what you want. You can't actually know that if you don't know who you are. But I think, like we explained before, timing is everything. Don't you think so, Brian?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, some of us who are, you know, further along in our age, you know, we can look back how we were in our 20s and I was in our 30s. And even you can kind of split that down, your early 30s to your late 30s. I know a lot of people make their transitions about who they ultimately going to become financially, mentally, emotionally. And so, you know, they might have gotten married early. I'm one who got married early. I was in my early 20s when I first got married, you know, and, yeah, you know, we're not together anymore, but there's been a lot of growth and a lot of things that's changed in Brian. So whoever comes along down the line, you know, they're going to get, the fullness of who I am now.
That's true. I agree. I think it's a combination of right timing, being honest, knowing what you want, and accepting if that person doesn't want it and keep it moving to find that Mr. or Miss right now that you're looking for.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to look at it. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we're not going to be able to change anybody. So I always tell people when they're looking at somebody and it's like, well, if that person never changes for good or for worse, can you accept them and be happy where they are right now? And that's a big question for a lot of people to ask, I think, in my opinion.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Well, thank you so much, Brian, for giving us a call.
Hey,
thank
no
you.
Problem having you on. All right, much love to you guys.
Much
okay,
love to you.
Thank
you so much.
Bye-bye.
Oh, boy. I just think that this is a touchy subject, I think, for a lot of us. You know, being that for me, especially that I'm in the position that I'm not saying I'm not looking for Mr. Right, but I mean right now it's just that I'm focused on a lot of different things, just as yourself. And then the guys bring their perspective of, you know, helping us understand what and why, you know, the reasons that we need to accept if that man or woman in our life is for us at this moment or is for longevity. I think it's a lot of good points that we talked about today.
Yeah, it was good.
I just think that, you know, back to the same saying is that you have to communicate and be honest with this person. What I can't stand is when I'm explaining to you what it is and you want it, see it for what you want to see it. And I think that's where we make mistakes, again, as, you know, as human beings. Like, we have to understand that if this person's not ready, we there's nothing that we can do. You know, we
you
just, it's man or woman or whatever the situation is, we got to either keep
them
moving.
If he's saying or she's saying, this is what I can give, trust them. This is what they can give. They're being honest and they're not trying. And I think that's the most respectful thing. If a person is saying, like, here, this is what it is, and it's up to you whether or not you can deal with it. If things have changed and your needs are shifting, then identify, like, my needs are shifting now. This is not good for me anymore. And now it's time to pursue Mr. Right on a bigger scale. Like, now it's time to, because you need something different. And I think being real with yourself, too, honest with yourself. I love him. I care about Mr. Right now, but I need more.
Exactly. And I was in a predicament with someone I was dating that told me after a while, this is all I could give. And I said, you know what? That's fine. I got to keep it moving. That's not. What do you think, Jack? And I'm going to bring Javon in. What do you think about what we just spoke about?
Well, I agreed before with the red flag. You need
the red flag, right?
You need to really, you know what I'm saying, you enjoy yourself and everything, but once those red flags pop up, those cannot be ignored. And at the end of the day, we're human beings, we're people. We need a little more credit than what we give ourselves. Like, we know what we want, you know, like, because it happens. It pops up in our bodies. Like, we know what we want. And at the end of the day, if a man really wants you, he's going to do everything he can to make you his. If a woman wants you, she'll do everything she can to make you hers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's too many excuses out in the world. We know what we want. We wake up every day feeling like we need this, we desire that. Sometimes we don't know what we want, but a full person, like a human being, like, I know what I want. Me personally, I want to be in love. Like, I want a woman, you know. I have a 5-year-old daughter, and I'm not with her mother. We're not meant to be together. And I've had women that were, you know, they were for now, and I was their now person or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's a good feeling to have a person to be with. But I've been dating, and I know those women. I don't want those women, but I will not manipulate them. I will let them know. You know, if anything, I'll be your for now person. But I will help guide you to that person you're supposed to be with. I hope you do the same for me. We can enjoy each other's company because I find beauty in people. You know, I can hang out with a person and not manipulate them. I can just learn from them. I can't just hang out with you and not learn from you.
That's a good way to look at it, to give our viewers and people who are listening to us more perspective. Thank you so much, Jack, for everything you're saying.
Welcome.
I really appreciate your wisdom. Javon, you have anything to add before we close out?
Real quick, I tip my hat to both men on there, especially Jack right now, because he pretty much hit everything I wanted to say. But that's all I got to say on this, because I was trying to chime in earlier, but my daughter had to, you know, she had to go,
yeah.
So I couldn't conversate while she had to go. But the situation is this. At the end of the day, you know, everybody could think, let's say right now, just for instance, D, let's just say I wanted to get with you, D. Let's say I liked you from a distance, and let's just say that, you know, for what I know of you right now, I like it, I want to be with you, right?
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to be with you and then if we try, that you're going to be Mrs. Right. Because at the end of the day, nobody really knows each other until they live together. So at the end of the day, when you date, there's things you might see of the next person that you may not like as time comes on. So at the end of the day, you know, it could be a lesson learned. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you know, I may like you. Your physicality may be great. You know, your physical may be great to me, but I don't know nothing about you. So when we make it happen or try to attempt to make it happen, guess what? You might be one that fart in your sleep, and that might bother me, and I'm not want to be with you anymore. You know what I'm saying? Or you might have that ugly big toe, like in the movie Boomerang, where Eddie Murphy pulled off the blanket, grabbed the big toe, and he ran off from the house. You know, at the end of the day, it's just the fact that, you know, when your intentions are clear of what you want, it should be something that, you know, with time you find out. It doesn't mean that because I know what I want. I'm saying what I want and what I want doesn't mean that's going to happen. But it's just my intentions are to be real. And then you know what my intentions are. So there's no games. There's no playing around.
Yeah.
It's just known that my intentions are that I'm looking for a wife, a missus right now, Because
that's
nowadays
true.
With the times that we're in, there's too many games being played with people's emotions. And nowadays, as you see, as time progresses, people get worse. At the end of the day, when you see people that they think that someone loves them, and then when they get done wrong, they want to go kill somebody. You know what I mean?
That's true.
At the end of the day, nowadays, you got to take people's feelings as well as yours seriously.
So that's
all I got to really say. At the end of the day, it is what it is.
It is, and it's true. Got to be careful with people's feelings. And speaking of that, next week's topic, so we make clear what we want, is mixed signals. We're going to be talking about mixed signals that people give you in different relationships and friendships or just in general with dating. Thank you so much to Jack, Javon, and Tahira again for holding me down. She'll be back next week. Remember to listen in Monday nights at 9 p.m. Fallon and Zena will be back next Monday at the Girlfriend Network. And just peace, love, and keep spreading that love, and just be clear on what you want. Thank you, guys.
When was the last time you got to be 100% real, y'all? I don't want y'all holding back nothing. Way.
place. Whoa. See my jewels ripping on my Timberlands, stepping like a criminal. Success is so imminent. Pink champagne, black Rolls Royce, eggplant double breasted suit from Tom Ford. Bon voyage, left haters in the fog. Look up in the sky, bet you recognize the boat. Look into my eyes as I fantasize for us. Still acting shy like this is a class crush. Money coming fast, I'm never in a rush, no. Plus another 20 in a tuck. Send me in a truck, another 40 on the wrist. Bought a meal on my mind, got me living like I pitch. Dodger and Robin Gibbons, ballin' like I'm Roger Clemens. Still in a game uniform, all in it. She gets Chanel, he trips the veil. Only the highest grade, like trees that I inhale. Everybody needs someone to look up to. Why shouldn't it be us?